Marcus, in your new job, you're going to be filling the boots of the great Richard Dawkins. I mean, does that fill you with terror?
No, not really, because I'm going to do my own thing. I think it's a really different departure for this professorship. It's a very different sort of science. I'm really looking forward to pushing mathematics and how mathematics actually feeds into all the other sciences. And I think it's a great choice of subject, actually, for the public understanding of science, because mathematics is somehow the language of all the sciences. So,
can you give us a bit of background on this position? I mean, how it was set up and what it's aimed to do, what its mandate is.
The money comes from Charles Simonyi, and he was a big Dawkins fan, as I understand, and was very keen that Dawkins be given the freedom to really do what he does best, which is to do his science and also to popularise it. I think the idea of the professorship is that it should be for somebody who is a practicing scientist at the top of their field, but also who is a great popularizer. And those are the two things that I love. I mean, in a sense, it captured precisely the things that I love doing. One is high level science. I mean, I do what I do because I love discovering theorems and proving new things. But I also love communicating it. So I want to get people excited about science, about mathematics, show them why I'm so excited. So for me, it really gives me the brief to do the two things that I love doing.
I mean, Richard Dawkins, I mean, he's an evolutionary biologist. He focused on that, of course, wrote some amazing books on that and made some amazing programs. He made a lot of enemies as well, especially in the last decade or so, when he started talking about religion a lot, and he was quite sort of political about all of this stuff. Are you going to focus on religion too? Or are you going to focus on that sort of cultural divide type stuff? Or are you just thinking, look, there's so much more other stuff interesting that I can tell you, I'm not going to get bothered in any arguments. But I mean,
no, I am bracing myself, of course, for everyone asking me whether I believe in God or not, or my
views. Do you believe
in
God?
No, I'm an atheist, and I think, but for me, actually, the important thing is the wonder of science. And I think you put your finger on it exactly. There's so much exciting things to talk about science. I mean, I understand Richard's point. There are great fears about the power of the intelligent design movement in America. But my focus is really on trying to excite people about science, why I do it, why a lot of people do it, how it impacts on your life. It's very important to our whole society. Society is knocking up again and again against issues of science. And it's important that they have a grasp of what's going on to be able to make decisions. So my focus is going to be very much on the science and less on religion.
And we'll wait to see if someone jumps in with a question on that at some point and makes you say something about it. James?
Does the position give you, I mean, effectively very much time for doing research? Because Dawkins hasn't really carried on very much with sort of frontline research. Do you intend to do that? And are you given the
Absolutely.
Freedom to do
it? Yeah, no, it is. I have got the freedom to do that. I mean, the brief is that I should carry on. And I said it very clearly. I want to carry on doing my mathematics. And I think that's what makes this such a powerful position. And it's very specifically said, it's not for a popularizer. It's for a practicing scientist who is also communicating exciting ideas about science. So for me, I will undo everything that I stand for if I don't carry on doing high-level mathematics. So and the wonderful thing about mathematics is that you can fit it in between things. I mean, I can do it on the aeroplane when I'm flying off to China to film something about Chinese mathematics. I can do it sitting on the beach on holiday. And the thing is, with mathematics, you never stop thinking about it. So it is an obsessional subject. So I don't think it would be possible to stop doing it.
And have you met Charles Simonyi yet?
No, I haven't. I'm excited to meet him because, of course, actually, in some ways, his science is closer to mine. I mean, he made his money through computing, as I understand. And so I think he will have a great love of mathematics. So I'll be excited to meet him.
He's been into space as well.
So, I think he's planning to go again.
He's planning to go again. So, he's done a lot for the sort of understanding of space physics and that kind of thing for kids. He does a lot of research. Well, the stuff when he's up in space, he kind of talks to them when he's up there and everything. But talking about your maths just now, actually, you're a professor of mathematics. Well, you were a professor of mathematics.
I will still be a professor of mathematics. It was very important to me that I keep both titles.
So, sure. But will you, I mean, be honest, are you going to do less maths? Because the good thing about this is we're going to see more books from you. We're going to see you mute on telly more. That's great. All that is, no one's going to be arguing about that. But it's going to give you less time to do maths. So you're going to have to compromise
It is going to be a battle. That's no question about it. But as I said, the mathematics is very important to me. And it defines who I am. So it's important that I carry on doing the mathematics. I have wonderful colleagues, wonderful students, PhD students, who are all sort of who I love talking to about mathematics. So I think it is tough because I'm going to have a lot of demands on my time. There's what we want to do as well is to really profile Oxford science. There's a plan for a centre of Oxford science to really show the exciting things that are happening across the sciences. So I'm going to try and help spearhead that as well. There's
have
time.
Have you had a chat with Richard yet, Richard Dawkins yet? Just, you know, has he given you any advice? Has he given you his office?
No, I haven't actually. So, but you know, I do my own thing. So I don't. I'm going to really define this as a, you know,
this professorship, actually, the Charles Simonyi Professorship that Richard Dawkins held for so long, is the most famous, I think, and probably the most prominent of the science and society type professorships, where you have a scientist doing something specific in the communication field. Robert Winston has just been made a Science and Society Professor at Imperial College London. So there's more of these cropping up. I mean, Jim Al-Khalili is famous at Surrey doing exactly the same thing. Why do you think this stuff's becoming more and more popular? Why are more professors doing this?
Well, I think it's science is actually about two things: discovery and communication. And we're all communicating on whatever level, when we're giving a seminar, going to conferences. So I think we're all used to communicating our ideas to other people. This is just on a broader scale. And I think it's very important that we have these ambassadorial roles, partly because who does science? It's those that get excited about science when they're a kid by somebody communicating the excitement of it. So that our next generation of scientists depends on people sort of broadening out and not just talking to those in the ivory towers. So I think it's really important. Also, there are very important issues for society about science. And it's important, I think, post the Jenkins report, which said that scientists need to do more to actually engage with society, that we have people who are prepared to download the science and dialogue with the public about it.
So what can we expect next? What's your next project? Even before you decided that this is what you were going to do at Oxford, I mean, what was your next project going to be? You've done a story of maths, you've done the two books. What's your next thing?
I'm very keen to carry on trying to get mathematics on television, because I think television is a fantastic medium to reach a lot of people very immediately. So I've got several ideas for new projects looking at maths, perhaps in connection with other things like the arts, the arts-maths crossover. So hopefully the story of maths will be a great platform to do some new things there. Some ideas for new books. I'm writing a book at the moment connected with the Christmas lectures I gave for the Royal Institution. We got gathered some fantastic material there, and I'm writing that up as a book. There's also sort of an interesting arts project I'm doing with a choreographer and composer and sculptor about the work of Borges. So hopefully that will grow into something big and new.
Now, I remember you doing a dance to some mathematical formula or something recently.
That's right. This is part of that project.
Is that part of that?
Yes, yes. I actually danced proof of the irrationality of the square root of 3. Which must be a first in the history of dance and mathematics.
And someone holding two professorships at Oxford as well. Marcus, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.